We met Tim Benn at his family business, a licensed daycare center he and his wife have operated in the Minnehaha neighborhood for 17 years. Outside, there are toys in the fenced yard where children play. Benn built the house where the kids do their indoor activities.
Well, we've just seen a lot of children come through here. It's exciting to see what goes on with families and how the children grow and their interests.
It's that experience guiding kids that helps to shape Ben's view of government, especially as to how small businesses are regulated.
When we first started the child care business, we had 30 pages of regulations. Now we have 140 pages of regulations. You know, most people, like my wife, they want to work with children. They don't want to do compliance issues all the time. And I think what's happened now is that to work with children, you're in a situation, because the 140 pages of regulations, some of them actually contradict each other. So you are always out of compliance.
Those regulations, he says, have driven many people out of the daycare business. Ben touts a regulatory reform bill that he wrote. In 2013, it was approved by the Washington State House and Senate and signed by the governor.
We had social workers enforcing building and fire code from the state level, and that's a local, you know, the local building and fire is the ones charged with that. So we got that thing fixed, and I think that helped.
Ben believes the basic role of local government is to keep people safe and take care of infrastructure. He says voters want the city to put more emphasis on responding to and solving property crimes.
Every person I've talked to has been touched by property crime and their feeling of safety, not just with their belongings and their personal effects, but also, you know, their personal safety.
That personal safety includes the ability to walk in school zones without being run down by a speeding driver. After a long battle with the school district in the city, Ben says he and other parents have convinced the city to install school safety lights around nearby Cooper School.
I went outside of the process, and I went and gathered signatures from almost 200 citizens around the school, and parents and families and the staff of the school, and finally the city decided, oh, maybe we should do this. And it was, to me, it was a basic government issue. This is basic safety measure. It's not very expensive. It's a lot cheaper than a lot of the concrete bump outs and different traffic calming things they do. It's just simply yellow flashing safety lights.
Ben hopes those lights will be up and operational within a year or two. And speaking of transportation, Ben opposes the November initiative that will penalize companies that run oil and uncovered coal trains through the city.
This train issue, all it's going to do is cause lawsuits that we're going to lose because it's not the city's, in the city's power structure, whether it's initiative or the city council, to stop interstate commerce.
Ben hopes within a few years more commerce will be coming to his neighborhood as the state builds the North Spokane Corridor, about two blocks west of his home and business. While some worry about the disruption it could cause to the neighborhood, Ben chooses to be optimistic.
In the old Dogtown, which they call the Yard now, there's a lot of industrial space there. There's the old Kaiser plant. There's R.A. Hansen up there, and I think those are big opportunities for someone to come in and create jobs. So hopefully it's a north-south freeway that makes us a destination and doesn't just pass us by.
Voters in Spokane's Northeast District will choose between Tim Benn and Kate Burke on the general election ballot. We'll hear from her tomorrow. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.